We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock with pick 103 in the 2022 NFL Draft. Kent Swanson, Matty Lane, Craig Stout hanging here at Kingdom Bar and Grill getting ready to find out who the newest Chief is. This has been a great draft so far for Brett Veach. They're sitting here at 103. I think there's a lot of different ways that this board could fall from. There's some very intriguing players at about every level of the offense and defense that you'd be interested in.
There really is. And, like, right now we're kind of waiting for the Dolphins pick to finally get announced before the Chiefs. Like, we're, you know, ready to wait for the Chiefs pick. So we're waiting on this last pick before the Chiefs are up. But it's a good board. And at this point in time of any draft, it's hard to say there's ever going to be a bad board. But really, there's some guys that we like a lot more than the kind of range we're sitting in here.
I'm very wary of mentioning the guys that I like, because so far tonight, every time that I've mentioned a guy that I've liked, they've been taken off the board before the Chiefs. So I'm going to say that the board's terrible. I think it's terrible right now, and that the Chiefs are not going to be able to pick. I mean, we're excited, though. Like, we are really excited to see who the Chiefs are going to land this with, because I think, regardless of who it is, I can safely say this is my favorite Brett Veach draft.
Oh, you know, easily.
I know that's a lot of defense, but
They had a lot of draft capital to play with, but also, like, you know, I think we, you know, you could have some disagreements on some of the values that, you know, we've not liked some of the picks in the past. Love where this draft is heading. Matt Miller is tweeting that the Rams are on the clock, which would indicate that the Chiefs have made a pick and that they are in.
And we're still waiting for the Dolphins selection first right now. I mean, we'll talk about the Chiefs one first, but right now we're still kind of waiting on the Dolphins pick. Then we'll go right into the Chiefs reaction as soon as we hear it. But right now we're a little bit of a standstill waiting for these last picks to come through.
I don't know. Do you think it is? What do you think it is,
for the Chiefs,
Maddie?
Or the Dolphins?
For the Chiefs.
I don't know.
I have the Dolphins pick.
Okay.
The Dolphins have taken Georgia linebacker Channing Tindall.
Oh, that's a good pick for them. But I can safely say it now: draft Perrion Winfrey.
Please
do it right now. I think that he's the best player on the board. I think he gives you some three tech insurance. I think, you know, you can have him behind Chris Jones, and you can build up your pass rush. You can play in the dime and get him in there and have a fairly fearsome rush. So go out, add Perrion Winfrey to the squad. I think defensive line depth is something they need. He fits a need, and you can get juice in your dime by adding Perrion Winfrey.
I got the pick. It's not Perrion Winfrey, but the Chiefs with the pick 103 are taking Wisconsin linebacker Leo Chanel.
Hey, there you go.
The Chiefs just drafted the linebacker version of George Karloftis at pick 103, and that's in the best way possible. That's literally the best way possible. I can say you are getting the biggest, the most physical, one of the most relentless linebackers in this class. This guy is absolutely amazing. He's probably the best pass-rushing linebacker in this class. Maybe that you've seen that over the last couple years. And I mean, this is fantastic. I absolutely love this pick. I think this is one of the best values that you're going to come across. And that gives the Chiefs second level one of the nastiest, most physical
big
group of linebackers that you can come across.
And, I mean, that's a very Spagnuolo pick. The athleticism from Leo Chenal is undeniable, too. Like, that is a guy that makes sense. The density, I mean, this group is a physical group right now. Like, if you're looking at the totality of this draft, adding Leo Chenal into the mix, this is a massive human. This is a massive linebacker. And he's a good athlete, good blitzer, can set an edge if you need him to. Like, there's a lot to like about Leo Chenal. And he was the 51st ranked player in the KCSN draft guide.
I mean, you look at this. He's going to run through everybody in his face. So now you've got...
Oh, Tyler Linderbaum never wants to see this man again in his
ever,
life.
Ever wants to see this man again. He ruined his day all day long. The physicality, the football character. We talked about Leo Chenal before, you know, throughout the course of the day. He just makes sense as a Sam linebacker. You're going to be able to play him. You're going to get some athleticism. You can have him behind Willie Gay Jr. If Willie Gay Jr. cannot go for any reason, Leo Chenal is a good guy to slot in there that sort of role. And you don't have to, you know, have a step back in athleticism at that position. And Steve Spagnuolo is sitting there right now diagramming up every blitz in the book. He is. Blitz in the book. He's going to go crazy blitzing these linebackers between Willie Gay and Leo Chenal. And even Nick Bolton coming downhill is a hell of a linebacker. That second level as blitzers are going to be scary.
You want to talk about value falling. He was the second highest rated player we had left on the board.
That's great.
It's Tariq Woolen at 44, Leo Chenal at 51 on our board with KC Sports Network.
This is such a good pick. We got to start from the top here, right? Okay, who is Leo Chenal, right? He's Wisconsin linebacker, 6'3", 250 pounds. That's a throwback linebacker.
Monster.
You see this guy walking on the field. You see him, you know, in the workout room or whatever. He looks like, you know, an 80s linebacker. Dude,
he does.
Huge and
huge.
No bad weight. So then he goes to the combine. He runs a 4.53 at 250 pounds with a 1.5 10-yard split. He has an nearly 11-foot broad jump, over a 40-inch vertical jump, puts up 34 reps on the bench press at his pro day, and I think that was a bad day for him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's like a 48-plus.
Yeah, they projected that he was just going to just annihilate and obliterate the record and put it in a place that it'll never be touched again. So,
this dude is an absolute athletic freak with the size and the explosion downhill he has. Now, so that's kind of that's the physical profile,
correct,
right? That's what you're looking at from a physical profile perspective. When you get to the play, great run defender,
great
blitzer. I mean, like, he's one of the best run defenders of the linebacker in this class.
Yes.
Absolutely. And some of the high-level moments of watching him blitz are some of the most fun moments you're going to have watching tape of anybody in this class. I mean, he is an absolute problem. And you talk about throwback, but, like, throwback linebacker, but it's throwback from the physical profile, not from not the athletic profile.
Right.
Guys like that don't move the way he does. And you can't coach some of those things. So you're letting him get downhill. You're letting him blitz a little bit. That's a very disruptive player. You know, you've talked about some of the Chiefs' issues with, you know, rushing the passer and affecting the passer. Well, yeah, like, as a run blitzer and a pass blitzer, this is a guy that can help disrupt. He can just push the pocket a little bit with his length and or his density and his power. Just pushing the pocket a little bit. This is a valuable piece that Steve Spagnuolo now has at his disposal. And, I mean, it probably a core special teamer off the bat, too.
I mean, the Chiefs now have two linebackers above, I believe, a 9.9 relative athletic score.
Yeah, they should.
Yes, between Willie Gay Jr. and Leo Chenal. The density-adjusted athleticism is rare. Like, getting those two guys on the second level gives you range, gives you agility, gives you power and strength. Like, it's not necessarily a position that you're looking at. It's like, oh, it's the most important position on the defense. But it gives you two guys on the outside. And Steve Spagnuolo's scheme, as we've talked about before, as motion occurs, if you got one guy down on the line of scrimmage, tight end goes to the other side, they don't swap and follow. They rotate down. And now all of a sudden
they
you've got the
easier
other guy that can kick down there. Willie Gay Jr. and Leo Chenal on either side in the base defense. It's going to be really hard to try and get that matchup nightmare in that regard, especially in the run game.
I mean, very rarely am I going to come to bat for a linebacker that's going to impact the game so much through the run game that it's going to be a super plus value.
Yeah.
This is one of those situations where it's going to be the case. Whether he's running through an offensive guard, whether he's demolishing a puller, whether he's making the tackle, like, this is such a good run defender that he is one of the few guys that actually do alter the game through his run defense. And it's just the ways he does it, whether it's shooting a gap, his contact balance when he gets hit from
it's
the side,
crazy.
He doesn't move. Yeah. I mean, Tyler Linderbaum really, I make jokes. Tyler Linderbaum's an amazing, round one center, an amazing center prospect. He hits Leo Chanel from the side. Chanel doesn't move. Linderbaum moves. Linderbaum is the one that moves, and this is from the side, and he just runs right through him. He runs completely through tackles. Like, this guy is great as a run defender. Now, the question is in coverage.
Yeah.
What does it come to?
Yeah.
He's a spot dropper
for
Wisconsin. He's a spot dropper. If it's in front of him, he can close on it. He can annihilate it. And he's got enough size and length that I think he does a pretty good job. But he's not very familiar in man coverage. Mm. He doesn't look great with his fluidity. Mm. He's kind of rigid. So he's not much more than a spot dropper right now as in the zone defender. But maybe there's room to improve. He's a three-year player. Wisconsin's young. He's 21 years old, I believe, is what we're looking at right now.
We don't know Brian Cook's age, but everybody else in this draft has been 21 years old.
Now, that is the thing, though. This is the second year in a row now that you're taking a guy that isn't a great pass defender at the second level. You're still relying on Willie Gay Jr. to have some of that. You're not going to stick Leo Chanel in the dime linebacker role and say, here you go. You got it. You're in charge. No, he's got to grow into that role still. Not to say that he can't. Just like Willie Gay Jr., you're hoping that athletic profile translates. As it stands right now for Wisconsin, he blitzed like almost every passing down. Like, I mean, most passing downs. A lot. He was primarily a blitzer. So, you know, relying on him to come in and be able to play coverage quickly is not going to be something that you're going to ask him to do or expect him to do. And Steve Spagnuolo won't either. That's not to say, again, that he can't get there like we're hoping with Willie Gay Jr. It just gives you a little more flexibility in the base defense. So, with that being said, we talked about this a little bit earlier, unless you want to go on about coverage. We talked about this a little bit earlier about dime linebacker versus rush, you know, versus Sam linebacker. Is this indicating that they believe that they have the dime linebacker on the roster currently?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think so. I think this does indicate that. Is it Willie Gay, though?
It might be Willie Gay. It might be Nick Bolt.
They're signing Ben Neiman back.
What about Jermaine Carter?
Oh, it might be Jermaine Carter.
That's what I'm saying. They're
a smaller guy. Yeah,
that's – So I don't think Leo Chanel's the guy you're looking at as a dime linebacker. I'm really intrigued how Steve Spagnuolo used him because I don't know if he can kick down and necessarily be a defensive end, hand-in-the-dirt rusher because his arms are short, but he's a really good blitzer. So if you want to use him the way that LSU used Devin White – you know what? I bet Leo Chanel and Devin White are very comparable athletically.
Oh, my.
And I don't think anyone thought about that before the draft because who thought Leo Chanel was going to be this level of a freak athlete, right? But you use him the way Tampa does. You just have him float around, play as a QB spy, and blitz. I think you're going to get a lot out of him from, like, kind of that usage, right? So, like, I see ways you can use him on third down that's not in coverage, and you can just have three defensive linemen, a floating Chanel, a floating Willie Gay, and you just tell people to figure it out.
I mean, for what it's worth, Leo Chanel's athletic profile is much better than Devin White's.
Extremely rare.
Yeah, it is extremely rare. So Devin White dropped a lot of weight to try and run as fast as he did. Leo Chanel kept it on and still ran as fast as he did. So
Leo Chanel tested out at 6'2 and a half, 250 pounds.
250. My
benched
goodness.
It. Benched it 34 times, 40 and a half inch vertical, 10'8 broad jump, 4.53 40 yard dash, 4.24 short shuttle, and a 6.98 three cone. He was one of the rarest athletic profiles. Arms are a little bit short, 31 inches. If he has 33 inches, he's probably not. He's probably not on the board. But yeah, this is a very good pick from the Chiefs. I mean, again, almost a top 50 player for us in the KCSN draft guy. 51 on the KCSN draft.
This is a Matty Mai guy. Matty loved Leo Chanel. I don't know that you actually got the stamp on him, but you've been talking about Leo Chanel for a long time.
It's another guy that I'm not entirely sure. I don't think I got the stamp on him, but it was another guy that I did really like. I think what pulled me off of him as being a my guy is I low-fitted him, I think, as a team fit because I didn't know if the Chiefs are going to be looking for that raw Sam guy, and I didn't know if he could kick down and play on the line of scrimmage, right? And I thought he'd go higher than this. I think that's a big part of it. I think if I'm going to read through
I think you were not prepared to spend a second-round pick on a Sam linebacker.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we're looking at. Love the player, but I wasn't ready to spend pick 50 on a Sam linebacker. You spent pick 103 on a Sam linebacker and one that this good with the upside to get better.
Athletic profile.
Rare athletic profile. Like, it's just, it's absurd. In a pick 103, like, you're hitting a solid single, solid double here. A guy that's going to play a decent amount of snaps. I mean, he's not going to be an every down player for you probably. He's going to play a lot out of the base, but he's going to be a core special teamer right off the bat as well. Like, we're not talking about that. Like, this is a redo on Dorian O'Daniel. I know they're different football players entirely. Don't get me wrong.
But you're taking
a linebacker in the early 100s, a guy that has special teams ability, but can actually play on the defensive side of the ball. Like, has a very clear defined role and a lot of optimism that he'll actually be able to see the field. It's going to be hard for him not to.
Guys, I think so. Think about the Chiefs linebacker core. Let's call it 3 years ago. Like, think about where you were, the types of players that you were looking at, and who you wanted on the field, and a real significant increase at the athleticism, at the physicality, at the intensity. I mean, the Chiefs have completely overhauled that. And again, we are talking high football character, ridiculously physical. My goodness, the amount of physicality, tackling ability, willingness to just run through somebody's face, it's not the off-field leadership. That was wonderful. We appreciated all of that. It's not the off-field leadership. It's athleticism and just the physicality. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's going to be a shift in what we've seen. We've seen this defense at times over the past 3 or 4 years be a little soft at times. Give up some stuff. Give up stuff a little too easily. I don't know that this set of guys is wired in a way that will allow them to do that. I mean,
that's right.
Nick Bolton, you know, some of his coming out parties was when, you know, the defense was struggling. A little soft, was not really bringing the intensity, and Nick Bolton was still there bringing the intensity. Now all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of guys very much like him that are going to step in and just raise that level.
Yeah, defensive end. You got safeties in free agency, safeties in the draft. You got a cornerback, and now you put Leo Chanel there. Like, this, it's a different look. It's a different level of physicality and intensity that this defense went and overhauled. And we can talk scheme stuff all we want in terms of overhaul and what might be changing, but
every
demeanor.
Demeanors.
The type of player, the demeanor, the personality of some of these things. And, like, you can go back and see that. You know, I'm not saying Tyrann Mathieu had any kind of bad personality as a football player. We know that's not true, but it was just Frank Clark, that kind of same mentality, that, you know, chip on the shoulder. All the guys they're bringing in now, all of them have that, and they look hungry. They look a little bit hungrier than some of the Chiefs' defenses have in the past, where they've looked a little like, maybe I make a business decision here.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are young, so they can't, but, like, good luck finding, even in college, Brian Cook, Leo Chanel, or George Karloftis. or Trent McDuffie making too many business decisions on the football field.
No, they're not going to be making business decisions for Steve Spagnuolo, and that's contagious. I think that's the other part. Very contagious.
Every single room has one of these draft picks on the defensive side of the ball now.
Absolutely.
And that's what's – I mean, I don't know if the defense, the tackles and the ends split up very much. I don't know. But you've got it.
There's still time.
Every level of
the
there's still time. We still got a bunch of picks. It's time. Marquand McCall, baby. I mean, like, there's we got some people, we got some Marquand McCall fans. But like, there's every level of this defense, every area of this defense has got somebody with high football character, with an edge to them, like you said, a layer of physicality, a willingness to tackle. There's no business decisions being made. This is a culture changing kind of draft on the defensive side of the football.
It really is.
And I mean, you know, again, like, I loved the, how do I say this, the way in which Brett Veach spoke about that just desire to play football, that love for the game, high character, high effort, how those guys don't fail, that fervent belief in those kind of kids. He's went out and grabbed one for every single room in his defense so far. And I think that's so fun. There's a very obvious trend here.
While infusing youth. Resetting the core.
And not sacrificing athleticism.
Correct.
Because, you know, Steve Spagnuolo loves physicality on his defense. Like, that is something he does covet. But they didn't sacrifice athleticism either.
Yeah.
To make it all work.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the key, right? That's what makes him such a good pick here is you're getting this level of player that's going to change the game in this one dynamic. Now, granted, the less like valuable dynamic, but you're going to get to change the game as a run defender, but he has this upside.
It matters to Steve Spagnuolo, though.
That's true. It does very much. And it matters to Chiefs fans. I mean,
come on.
You can jump on Twitter during any game where they're getting run on. It matters. But, like, you get a guy that's going to completely alter that. He can single-handedly alter your run defense.
Yeah.
You put him with Nick Bolton, who had spurts of being able to single-handedly alter your run defense. You're getting it.
And then you've got a super athlete that can chase from the backside and Willie Gay.
Who may
Gay
not
as
even
well.
Be the best athlete at the linebacker position anymore.
How crazy is that?
Right. But like, so it changes the run game, but I'm intrigued by where his development leads him to as a coverage player. And I don't need him to be great, but what if he follows a Devondre Campbell, who just became an all-pro for the Packers after going three, four years in Atlanta, not quite maximizing what he had. All of a sudden, now he goes to a new system. He learns not even to be great in coverage, but adequate. And now, all of a sudden, he's an all-pro because he's a freak athlete.
Absolutely.
That's huge. Who's to say that something like that is impossible?
Okay. I've done this for every pick. What grade do you give this? Maddie, we'll start with you.
Strong A, right on the edge of A+. Strong
A. Wow. Is that the highest grade? No.
No,
Sky Moore.
That's why I couldn't go A+, right?
Gotcha.
Because Sky Moore got the A+. I think the value's great. I love the player. It is the limitations. There's less limitations with somebody like Sky Moore, who I still thought was a good value.
Yeah.
Leo Chenal slightly limited in his coverage, so it's an A instead of an A+.
Gotcha.
Real quick, Leo Chenal's the pick at 62. What's your grade?
At 62? Ooh. B-.
You're still getting a B- at pick 62.
Right.
Which, again, I'm thrilled with a B-.
Right.
Yeah.
Love the player, but you're getting knocked for the fit there, right? The value's great at 62, but you're getting knocked for the fit of being a part-time thumper for the Chiefs at 62. But you're almost double those picks back now.
Absolutely.
A+.
A+.
Let's
plus
go. What
you.
A tremendous value. I know he's got a very defined role, but I think his ceiling as a player with the special teams aspect. This guy is going to be a core special teams player.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, a Sam linebacker. I think this is fantastic value here. I think they took the best player on the board. I think they took, I mean, and on our board, the second best player on our board. Mm-hmm. The only player we have ranked higher is Tariq Woolen.
Yeah.
Maybe they go trade up for Tariq Woolen in day two or day three. Why not?
Yeah. I'm going A-. I'm going A- here. A round of A's here. Like, listen, the ceiling is ultra high. Good luck getting through that Chiefs second level.
Bring it.
I mean,
bring it.
The energy that's going to come from both of those outside linebackers, and then the leadership, the IQ that they're giving to Nick Bolton in the middle, like, it's going to be tough. Like, that second level is rough.
This defense is going to be fun.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be so fun.
I don't know how
I might even pay attention now.
I'm not even saying good right now. I'm just saying it's going to be fun. Guys
gonna
are going to
so
get
fun.
Hit. Mm-hmm. Guys are going to get hit on the offense. Like, it's going to be a fun thing to watch. Even if it's not good, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you're going to inject young talent, like, these are the kind of guys you want to inject. This is a hungry group of guys pairing with a hungry group of vets on the last leg of their core. You know? I think this could be a really interesting – kind of, you know, pairing together. You know, there's some guys that know how to do things in the building already. I can't wait. I cannot wait to
watch.
I can't wait to watch the defense?
No, you're right.
Wow. I'm never going to get used to that statement. Well, thank you, everyone, who has hung out at KC or at Kingdom Bar and Grill. Thanks to everybody that's been watching our live draft stream. It's been so much fun. We really appreciate everybody that has spent a little bit of time hanging out with us.
And real quick, before we get out of here, make sure you like and subscribe. Before you get out, I mean, you guys jump back in. You know you're watching here. You might as well like and subscribe real quick before you get on the way out.
Yeah, why not? So that's the end of this KCSN live draft show. Thank you so much. The Chiefs take Leo Chanel to end day two of the NFL draft. An outstanding pick. Brett Veach is on a heater. Maybe he should be. Maybe he should be in Vegas. Thank you all so much. We'll catch you later.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.